With stations all over the U.S., North America, Puerto Rico, Guam, and by satellite, we are Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis, your host, coming out of 850 AM, 94.1 FM, KOA, the voice of Colorado. Also, you can catch me on Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis, and you will hear Far Out Thursday, live streaming shows, Bigfoot Friday, and also taking you virtually to the creepiest hotspots on the planet from well-known researchers in active areas. I hope you'll join me. BlueRockTalk.tv. Sign up there. All right, my second guest for tonight. I'm excited about this just as well as Dave the Mystic earlier. So Ray the Sorcerer for Hire, based out of Seattle, Washington. He's got 45 years experience in metaphysics, clients all over the country, many other countries too. He's kind of the guy that a lot of people don't find until they feel they're at their wit's end, and then they're extremely happy. It's too bad sometimes they got to wait for that, and maybe this will help people know to go to him quicker than some of the other things you might go through. He's got training also. He studies all sorts of yogas, but he's also, I can't wait. I want him to tell all these types of things, but he's really been helping a lot of people with some serious health conditions, financial, bringing in abundance, bringing communication with the departed. He's also is able to change or divert damaging weather. He defends people from bullies, demons, ghosts, those using magic as a weapon to hurt others. He can basically take away curses, and he's got a sure deal about that. So let's welcome him in, Ray the Sorcerer for Hire. Ray, welcome to Coast to Coast. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. I had been talking to Dave for a couple of weeks and you for a couple of weeks, and you're both so similar in so many ways of what you guys do, but you're very different as well. I hope you guys end up meeting each other and talking with each other at one point just to kind of compare notes. But what I do want to exclaim, one of the bigger things with you is that you have a surefire way of getting, of ending curses.
Correct. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. So just in that area alone, over 10 years. So it wasn't so sure fired when I first started, but it worked. But now, I mean, when I first started, it took me 2 years to finally stop them. I knew I could do it. It was a hit and miss thing. Now it's 3 days done.
That's amazing, because people can have these things for decades.
Correct. And then many decades. Yeah, I've had one lady. It was over 45 years. Mm. I said, and now she's in her 80s. I said, how can somebody be so angry for so long? It's ridiculous.
So what are curses in general? What are they? Is it black magic? Is it just hatred upon someone?
Well, the nature of a curse is to destroy someone or something. That's nature of it. It's not healing. It doesn't help anything. It's just out to destroy something, either by revenge, jealousy, or just because they can.
Mm. Mm.
Ridiculous as it might sound, but some people do it just because they can.
Yeah. That's an old dog joke, but I won't go there. So that's what it reminds me of. So can you tell us more of your background and your history?
Well, I didn't get into this to do this, what I'm doing now. I just got into it because I could see that you could heal yourself very well, your family members and things like that. And then I started realizing that quite possibly I could turn this into a job. I was in business at that time, but then I've been in other businesses, and I figured it's a possibility. But I obviously I needed to learn a lot more. So I've been studying and researching. The main thing I do is research, and I'm trying to improve on what I'm doing so as to be able to do my work faster, stronger, get more success, and help the people that I'm trying to help.
Well, along the way, everybody, they're looking for something they can do from home or nowadays on the internet because it's a good thing to do. But even throughout our lives, we're always looking for what can I do? What works for me? When did you know you could do anything ability-wise that would even lead to this?
When I was told by somebody I helped, they said, you could do this for a living. I said,
So,
I thought about it, but I never really done anything about it. And she paid me for my work. And I
you
said,
said, well, this is
well,
nice, right?
that's nice.
I can do this. But you, but when did you start having abilities, and what were the first abilities that you knew you had?
Well, abilities we all have, but they're repressed. Like people, everyone is a psychic. Everyone feels things in different ways. But and everybody has abilities, but most of the time they don't know that they do. And once they've been shown or told, wow, I can do this. You're amazed.
And you also have the discipline yourself of martial arts. So that
Yeah,
alone has to teach you a lot of discipline for this kind of thing.
it does. It does. Yeah, because it focuses your mind, focuses your intention, and focuses the chi within you, and that same energy is used for this. So, because it takes everything is energy and everything is connected, basic quantum physics, and all you're doing is using that energy to change your environment to what you would prefer to have. I mean, if you're ill, or if you, let's say, you got a broken leg, you can speed up the recovery time and amaze your doctor.
Yeah, in fact, you even can teach that stuff. I know that I was
Correct.
listening to one of your classes, and it was talking about how to heal yourself and
Yes.
do a lot of interesting things. And it was kind of a basic a teaching of everything across the board, and then continuing on from there.
Yeah, that's why it's called basic training.
That's right. And I like it though, because, if you don't get the basics down, you can't do anything else. It's like playing basketball. Okay, I'm from Kentucky, so it's always about basketball. If you can't dribble, forget
Exactly.
it. Don't worry about the rest. You got to dribble first. And you got
Basic
to,
first.
right? Yeah, exactly. Always. And always
That's
work
what
on
that
this.
is for. It's the basic tools that you need. Kind of like if you're going to be a carpenter, okay, this is a hammer. It hammers things. This is a saw that cuts things. Okay, that's the basics. Now, in more intermediate is how to use those to build something.
Yeah, the
So,
applications and the
correct.
applications along the way continue to change as you travel down that road. And I'm sure even you hear things new along the way each
Oh,
day.
certainly. Certainly, I'm constantly researching and trying to expand what I do to be able to help more people in more ways outside the box, you might say.
So when people first hear that there's a sorcerer for hire, what do
They're
they
freaked
think?
out a lot of times. Well, because all the bad vibes, all the bad rap, sorcerer, the word sorcerer has myself. I call myself a sorcerer, and it took me a while to come across to be able to accept that for myself as well. Because of the bad rap for that. But see, I consider that I'm a sorcerer because I am connected to the source of all creation. Whatever you want to call that, it doesn't make any difference to me. I don't judge. So why? I just consider myself a sorcerer that I'm connected to this source, and so that way I'm able to do the work I do. I don't do a lot of things. A lot, there's some websites that cover a couple of dozen things. I don't get into all that. I specialize in protecting people from curses and demons, and some related healing to help him recover. And of course, the bullying and stalking as well, because that's a big thing nowadays, that's going on a lot.
Yeah. Is that even?
Just those.
Yeah, that is simple. It keeps you and it keeps you busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 7 days a week. Yeah.
Yeah, I missed one of your phone calls, and I felt so bad because I know that time was important for you. I'm so sorry. I still feel bad about
no
it.
No problem. I don't even get a chance. I don't answer the phone. I rely on text messages and emails. It's
yeah.
So much easier. I can text communicate to a dozen people at one time, answer all their questions, which is mostly what I do, answering questions and educating people as to what is occurring for them. That's why I give a free divination reading to help them understand what is happening to them, because many times people don't know. Their life has changed radically in a short period of time. Things have gone bad. They can't get a job sometimes, or it's difficult. They're having difficulty with their employment, difficulty with friends. People have moved, staying away from them, or things have been starting to fall apart around them. And it's in a short period of time, and they can't figure out what is going on. Something's happening. So that's why I do the free divination reading, to help them, if nothing else, at least understand what's going on. I mean, whether they hire me or not is irrelevant. Just
oh, so there's
so
like
that
a
they will know.
Okay, so there's a consultation's beginning, and hey, there is something going on, and then they
Correct.
Decide to move forward with you.
People are usually search for me, and or they search for something to help them with their situation, and they eventually find me, and then I offer them a free divination reading to help them understand. And then I give them information. I give them a report as to what I found. They have to send me a picture so I have a good, strong connection to them and the situation that they're in. If it's a curse, I can have a connection to that individual who is doing that. If it's demons or a combination of both, which is really bad, then I have that connection that I can give them this information. If they have demons, I tell them how many, what they're causing, how long you've had them, where you got them from, things like that. If it's a curse, I tell them what kind of magic. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if somebody's being cursed, that bottom line, it doesn't matter what kind of magic it is. It's negative energy. It's bad. It's trying to destroy your life. So I tell them how long it's been going on, what it's causing, and if I can get but the purpose of it, most of the time it's simple purpose, destruction of life. Seems to be a reoccurring theme for that.
Wow. Is it just people that other people know that do that to someone?
Sometimes they know who it is, and they send me a picture of this person, and I verify yay or nay that. Just because they send me a picture doesn't mean it is them.
Right.
It could be them, or it might not be them, but eventually they send me a picture. I said, bingo, this is the one.
Where are these people learn how to do it?
And the internet, of course. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that person is the one who is actually sending the curse. They could hire somebody to send a curse. The internet has, you can hire somebody from anybody in the world to do that for you, as long as they got internet connection. But it's very convenient nowadays to learn and to hire somebody to curse somebody. And life is tough enough as it is without creating more problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know... I heard about you from someone that I know is extremely powerful, and she needed help. And, you know, people go to her for help. And she said you were the best of the best, and she had to weed through a lot of people, and that you were the best.
That's
a big deal. Yeah.
That's
a big deal to say.
Yeah. And a lot of times I'm the last resort.
Yes.
And they've tried so many people. And nothing has happened. Matter of fact, the biggest thing I hear is that People take their money and take their money and take their money and get no results. And that's a real shame. It's too bad. But that does happen. And sometimes somebody will tell them they're being cursed. This one lady, she was cursed. She was being told she was cursed for like 15 years. And she contacted me, and I said, no, you're not being cursed. But you do have demons. You got eight of them. The highest level is a nine. And you've had them since you were very little, like five or six or something like that. She said, yep, she has. And she was amazed. And I got rid of them, and she was so happy.
Oh,
So
good for her.
happy. She says
Do
the first time, I mean, she had no childhood. Nothing. I mean, you're depressed most of the time. You try to have fun, but you don't. Not when demons, they take all the fun out of your life.
So they just hang on you. They just hang on you and pull you down.
Correct. They amplify all the negative aspects in you, and they suppress all the positive aspects. Because they're a negative being, they need negative energy. And humans, we put out a lot of energy. And when you have something like that going on for a long period of time, it just wears on you and wears on you. She, for the lab, for before she contacted me, she said for 10 years, she couldn't keep sharp objects in her home. She was afraid she was going to use them to kill herself. She
Oh.
kept them out of her home. No knives, no scissors, no nothing like that.
Do people that have depression, is it always a demon or a curse? So there's actual depression too.
It can be you can have a bum day. You can have a medical disorder. I mean, that's why I mean, just because somebody sends me a picture and they're having a bad time and everything, and it doesn't mean that they have demons or curses or anything like that connected to them. They could have something in their home that's not connected to them. It's connected to the home that's affected them, or in their workplace or something like that. But it might not be connected to them per se. And just because they call in having bad time of it. It could, I mean, there's three different kinds of curses. There is the typical one, where somebody's using the occult as a weapon to harm people. There is demons. That's a lot of people don't even believe that exists, but yeah, they're there. And then there is the self-created curse. Humans, we are our own worst critics. We criticize ourselves worse than anybody can, except for certain individuals. And they have a mental type of situation that prevents them from believing that they're not okay. But in most cases, most people are very critical of themselves, and that can carry over from life to life to life to life, getting worse or fading away. It depends. But many chronic conditions stem from a past life that's of a remembrance. Or a self-created curse that is affecting them now. So,
Well, this is Ray, Sorcerer for Hire, that you're listening to. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. And Ray is for hire to combat being attacked or harassed by ghosts, demons, spirits, interdimensional aliens, or black magic curses. So stay with us to hear more. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. Don't forget to change your clocks back. It's the real theater of the mind. This is Connie Willis on Coast to Coast AM. Change your clocks back. Just a friendly reminder there. Get a little extra hour of sleep. We are talking with Ray the Sorcerer and sorcery and metaphysics. He's going to get into that a little bit deeper with you, but they are the art and science of causing change in conjunction with the will, because everything is energy and subject to change. It is also the ability to sense things, realms, entities, spirits, demons, ghosts, energy that are beyond our five physical senses and to interact with those non-physical realms and energy. How'd I do there, Ray?
Oh, good. Very good.
All right. You know, one of the things that you find out and that you know is these people that put these curses on others and they stalk them and they are out to get them kind of thing. They really, bottom line, are cowards hiding behind all that. And when you go after them, you can use that obviously to take them
Correct.
out.
That's a basic thing there. They can't face the person, but they want to cause them problems. I used to monitor their chakras, and initially a long time ago when I first started stopping them and getting good results quickly. And I noticed people who sent out curses and they were an angry kind of person. All their chakras were fine except for their heart chakra and crown chakra. They were always extremely low. Wow, I kind of realized that no heart, no compassion. And
Right.
then another
No
lady, she
remorse.
was a psychologist, retired. She said, "That's the mark of a psychopath." I said, "Really?" I had no
Right.
idea.
No remorse, right? No compassion, no remorse. Do whatever and it's okay.
But yeah, and she said that that's the mark of a psychopath. And she gave me sent me a picture of her son and said, "Here, do reading on him." I did same thing. No, very low. All the chakras were fine except for the heart and the crown. She says that's because he's a psychopath.
Are
Been
you
treated for a long
able
time.
to give them energy in those areas and rise them up and turn them
You can
around?
balance them out, but it's a long-term process because any kind of mental instability is a long-term process. I usually try and help the person learn some of what I do so that they can continue the process. I had one person who I've helped a couple of kids who were psychopaths. One was this other lady's son. Oh, no, he wasn't a psychopath. He was schizophrenic. Big difference.
What's that
Anyway,
difference?
he was in a schizophrenic is deals in multiple realms at the same time, multiple realities at the same time. And if you ever in a room talking to one, and I have, it's I can keep up with him, and I'm moving with his energy, and as he's talking, and I'm relating to what he's saying as he's saying it. And they just go to multiple realities so quickly with no concept of how to stop it. So they bounce around, and what they see is what they see in these realities, and to them it's real because it is real in another reality. It's like, okay, with your physical eyes and ears cannot hear the spirit world very well, very rarely. You get catch glimpses, like demons or human spirits. You can catch glimpses when their energy, when they gather in the energy enough to lower their energy so they can affect the physical world. Then you catch glimpses of them. But subconscious can interact with that realm all the time, and it sees them and hears them clear as day, face to face. And your subconscious gets freaked out, doesn't know how to handle that. And a schizophrenic person can interact in these other realities besides those on a regular basis, but their mind cannot focus on just one. And that's the problem. That's why they get the psychiatrists give them meds to try and calm that down so they can get some kind of focus. And the lady that her son was that way, and I helped. She learned how to do what some of what I do so she can continue because he was institutionalized on medication. That was the only way he could maintain. He couldn't hold a job for more than a day. Had no money because he couldn't work, and he was in his 20s. And so I helped stabilize him to the point where he had a job. He had it for several months. he was able to save money. He was able to get a bicycle. He couldn't get a car because of his condition. They would not issue a license for that. But he was able to be steady, and so she was able to continue on. And when I last I heard from her, it was like 2 years later. He was still same job, still stable. Excellent. He was living in a halfway house where other people help back and forth, help everybody to monitor and make sure that everybody's keeping up with their meds and stuff like that. He still has to do that, but yeah, stable.
So can you teach these things to other people to, kind of help?
Correct.
Because we need more of you, right?
That's
a big world.
The basic training is for, it gives you the basics. And then I talk to people in between the four audios, and they download those on a computer, not a cell phone. It has to be on a computer. And then they can put them onto their cell phone. But and then I talk to them in between these classes so that I can kind of answer questions, make sure they're doing it properly. And then I fine tune it so that it relates to them and what they need. Like I had this one guy, he owned his own small store, like a convenience store. It was for what he needed. Another lady, she was a nurse. I geared it to what she needed. So everybody is different. You need something related to what you, not, I've had people say they want to learn and do what I do. Chances are if they start the process, they'll be guided by their high self towards something else that's more in line with what they can do at that point in time.
Right, right. Well, did you ever think that you were going to be taking curses away from people?
No, I didn't even relate to any curses or demons back then. I run into a couple of human spirits that were kind of nasty, freaked me out at the time. And I never encountered anything like that. And I was with my teacher at the time, and she laughed. I said, it jumped at me. And then I realized, well, he can't hurt me. But he just startled me, right?
Sure.
And but now I've had demons growl at me and say, you're never going to get, I can't even duplicate that deep, deep voice growling that you're not never going to get me out of here. And I slapped her. I said, yeah, not like I haven't heard that before.
It's so funny because I know from the other people that I've talked to that have been under your work and, being in radio, it's all about voices along the way. And we all have this desire to be a cartoon voice and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm listening to you and I know the power that you have and the ability of what you've been able to do. And I just keep hearing the voice of Flanders on The Simpsons. I'm sorry. It's a compliment. So please take it as one, but I'm hearing Flanders as the sorcerer for hire, And then I see a picture of you and it's Chuck Connors, right? No, it's not Chuck Connors. Who is the guy? Who is the other martial art guy? You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Chuck Norris.
Yeah, Chuck Norris. That's who I'm thinking of. Chuck Connors. Yeah. Paul.
We,
Chuck
we
Norris.
We kind of got into this about the same time, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, matter of fact, he had quite a few studios down in California. And that was just prior to him going into the movies. He sold off his studios to go into the movies to finance that. And yeah. Yeah.
So you've heard that before. I understand why. Look right at you. It's Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris looking at me. So nothing wrong with that.
California rub elbows with a lot of people down there like that. So, yeah.
I gotcha. Well, demons and aliens, a lot of people think they're the same. What do you think?
Oh, no. Definitely not. Matter of fact, demons hate aliens.
Why is that?
Because they are interfering with what they're different kinds. They're both after, especially the interdimensional aliens, not the physical kind that people relate to that have been seen and things. I'm talking the interdimensional ones that are not in our dimension, come through here through a portal and usually in a where there's centered of ley lines coming, and they take energy from people. There's a few places that are that way, hot spots, and they I've had a few cases like that, and demons do not like them.
Because they're taking the energy they want to take.
I guess that's the premise of that, yeah. But,
so,
yeah, that's,
so do the ones that come through the interdimensional that they are able to get through in a portal, do they look like normal, I mean, whatever
the
alien's going to look?
Described. Yeah, you know, you have the grays, and you have reptilian types. And then they have the tall ones in black. They control the rest of them. It was bizarre, this one case I had. It was bizarre. I first encounter, I'm seeing these guys, whoa, what is going on? They had the perimeter of this house staked out like that was their territory. I got
the black,
rid of them.
Tall aliens?
Yeah. And they were tall and black, and they were in charge.
Hmm. What were they doing with this house and the people in it?
They were around the people in them, and they had these tubes like connected to them in different areas, usually the different parts of the head, the spine, draining off energy. And I take them away, and they acted as if no big deal. And then they came back later, like, no big deal. And I couldn't, I sent them away, but I had to send them into another dimension other than where they came from. Otherwise, they just keep on coming back. It was very annoying. So
that's what they probably thought about you. Whatever, Ray. Come on, Ray's back. Ray's back.
Once I sent them into another alternative dimension, they didn't come back. Yay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. So they were tall, black aliens. Did they look like grays, but they were tall and
no.
black?
They were all in black. Yeah, very tall compared to the grays and the reptilians and similar ones to that. And the one lady, she called different times, and she said what she had. I did a reading, and I described exactly what she said. That's what I have. Just like you described, that's what I've been seeing as well.
Mm. Never heard of black tall ones.
Yeah, they were in charge. They were controlling the whole thing, and until I got rid of them.
You're tough. You are tough. So possess people, mental illness, the same thing?
Well, a demon can amplify a mental illness. If there is something that's slightly there, because people can have something slightly, it's not a big deal, it's not a big issue, it's never been a problem, slightly thing, they can amplify it and make it a huge deal. If a person has anger issues, slightly, they get upset sometimes, they can amplify that and make it a huge deal. So it drives all friends away, and they will... attach themselves to that person and manipulate that person and everybody who comes near, causing chaos and conflict between everyone, thereby driving everybody away. It's like divide and conquer. It's isolating this person, driving them deeper and deeper into depression.
Mm. How do we protect ourselves from these types of things?
Some people are okay. There's a number of places, number of ways that you can receive a demon. The most common is a public place. Bars, pubs, taverns, restaurants, any public place that's similar to that where a lot of people come and hang out. They come in with somebody they range in rank order, 1 to 10. I just keep it simple. I don't get into all the royalty kind of terminology. I keep it simple. And tens are the highest rank. And they assign demons to public places or to people. That's what their job is to assign. Nines and below, they control, nines will control all the demons assigned to that one person, and they'll control anybody else around the area, manipulating everybody. But yeah, that's, you know, that's a very common place to pick them up as a public place. The next thing would be from a relative who also has a lot of demons, and it seems like a generational curse. And many times that's it's demons pass from generation to generation. Like a grandparent who has a level 10 and nine other demons, will pass on to the next generation. And then you have some that you just meet as a friend who has a boatload of demons, so to speak. and he's got a level 10, you know, that level 10 will start signing out to others. You could also get level 10s, and usually it's very not common, but it's, you know, you could have an owner or manager of a large company, a president of the United States, for example, or a president of other countries could possibly get one. And that has happened, not necessarily the president of this country now, but prior to being elected, he had demons, and nine of them, a level 10, that was sent to him as part of a curse.
Ooh.
A client of mine, he was very into the politics and all that. He mentioned to me, he said he's acting funny and talking weird, not normal. And so I checked him out. I told him, I said, yeah, he's got demons sent by as part of a curse. So he paid for me to have him removed. So I removed him, stopped the curse, and he's been fine ever since. Nothing.
Wow, that's interesting. I guess that would be a way for whatever, when you get into the political world, which I don't like to talk about at all, because it is like, but I guess that is another weapon to use that way in silence, for sure. So Ray the Sorcerer for Hire, that's who we're talking to here. And interesting guy, interesting stories. In fact, you can ask him some questions next hour if you'd like to. We'll open up those lines for you. It's Ray the Sorcerer, Sorcerer for Hire. We've got, I just can't wait to ask him some of the other questions. It just keeps going and going, doesn't it? I hope you're enjoying the night. Don't forget to change your clocks back. Connie Willis here, still enjoying some of her little Halloween treats. What's wrong with that? Nothing. Shh, don't tell anybody. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis.